Blog Talk Radio.
You and your mind, baby,
beautiful.
And I can't pretend that doesn't mean a thing to me, to me.
Yeah.
You're beautiful to me, Frank Lucas, Julie, the beauty and the G. All this wisdom in my eyes, yeah, I know that's what you see. If you tell me where you at, I can tell you where to be. When I look into your eyes, see an angel in the sky. Got them Jimmy Choo's on, yeah, it's murder with them thighs. New Celine bag, bet she keep some cash in it. Whole thing in the hand, bet she got a jag in it. Oh, your body that fit, yeah, you should've been a killer. Body so dope, yeah, you should've been a dealer. Got me high like Dirty Sprite, methamphetamine. About to make a new song called Nothing But a Jeans. Beautiful, hang on the wall like Mona Lisa. You really want them balls? Get Jeezy on the feet. Yeah, I can't even lie, made me a better man. See my side, took another chick, they gotta understand, yeah.
You're beautiful, yeah. And your mind is fucking beautiful.
I got you, man.
hey, I want you guys to be courteous to each other. You know, don't talk over each other. And if you can, mute out all the background noise. I don't hear any right now, but my man Capadonna said he heard static when he came on the phone lines, and I know somebody else told me I heard static also. So we're going to keep that noise at a minimum, and we're going to get this show started. You already know what we do, man. I let my guests come on the show, and they talk about themselves. They give out their social networks. They give out all the information they want to give out. They give out how you get in touch with them. If you got to go through a booking manager. Also, guess what, guys? We do stuff ourselves right here on the show. We also book the artists, like the major artists and the independent artists. We love the independent artists, guys, so we got to work with them, guys, also. So, guys, check it out. This is the greatest show on earth. We're about to get started right now, and I'm about to play you guys a real quick song. You know how we do it.
It's been a long time coming, running on the track, yeah, I'm still running. Made a couple sacrifices, yeah, so I bun it, but I never pop, fly, boys stay blunted, 100. Family ties, told you it's coming. Blanco Lombia 2, cooking in the oven. I remember them long nights when I had nothing. Motivation and music made me go out and look for something. Shout to the supporters that press the play button. Thank you to the haters that listen but stay frontin'. Nah, I ain't playing camouflage like I'm hunting. I'm hungry, the fucking money looking like a chocolate muffin. All for the breadcrumbs, I had to get my dough up. I was spending more when I was with her, so I left her sola. Words to my mother Gloria, I'm a warrior. Ray in my chapter, you can add it to my historia. For the show love, haters keep hating. Queens get the money, and money I be making. Make money, make music, yeah, that's the motto. I take a shot of Guado, cause life ain't promised tomorrow. Come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on. Baby, 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 come on, come on, come on, come on, come on. Baby, 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 come on. I come from Corona, home of the palomas. If you getting out of line, or you gonna hit soma. Sour the aroma, no joking, no broma. I'm looking for the sweet, buscando la escoba. Told myself I'ma make it when I get older. Grind hard, youngin' from October to October. Whenever to whenever, never mind the weather. Trying to make it out the hood like Charlie Villanueva. Won't stop till I Pringle pop for the cheddar. Sour cream steam got me chopper than propellers. I do it for the sellers. For my go-getters, for the ones who keep the faith, things will get better. For the show love, haters keep hating. Queens get the money, and money I be making. Make money, make music, yeah, that's the motto. I take a shot of Guado, cause life ain't promised tomorrow. Come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on. Baby, 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 come on, come on, come on, come on, come on. Baby, 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 come on. Shit is so ironic, I'm taking out the garbage. I do it for a paycheck, I do it when I'm rhyming. I do it up at Chase and I do it down at Harvard. Whack MCs, no respect, I do it for the honor. I think about shorty cause I love what's platonic. I think about Tone birthday while I'm rhyming. We about to turn up, aguardiente, what a fire. Quarters of some bottles, family ties in your Serato. Live life to the fullest cause you might not see tomorrow. Love versus hate, joy versus sorrow. Leader of the new school, the rules are as followed. If you a supporter, haters up, haters eat a hollow. For the show love, haters keep hating. Queens get the money, and money I be making. Make money, make music, yeah, that's the motto. I take a shot of Guado, cause life ain't promised tomorrow. Come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on. Baby, 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 come on, come on, come on, come on, come on. Baby, 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 come on, come on.
Okay, 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 guys, check it out. You already know what it is. DJ Black Caesar right here. I got my man on the phones. I see you out there, Bottles. What's going on with you, brother?
Going on, Black Caesar.
Hey, man, that's my acting co-host right there, man. What's going on with your co-host?
I'm just chilling out here in Miami, you know, to get ready for the game. You know, the Heat about to take out bases and all that kind of good stuff. But, you know, I heard we got a special dude on the phone today. I'm Capadonna. What's up, brother?
Yo, Capadonna, you still there, brother?
Yeah, yeah.
Dang, I thought you went to sleep on me, man. My man said, what's up? That was bottle speaking. I'm over here cooking up another marvelous track.
How you doing, brother?
I'm good in the hood, but a better with cheddar. What's up with you?
I'm chilling, man. You know, my boy, my brother Black Seed says Capadonna gonna be on the phone. I said, listen, man, let me call him real quick. You know, you've been one of my favorites as far as the swinging them swords lyrically, man. You one of the top dogs, right? You know that, right?
You know, this first guy.
Nah, I didn't even know that, my lord, but I appreciate that. I really do.
You heard all the rap before, but kept waiting for the silver song, Keep Dance All Strong. You know that's that top five all time, Capadonna.
Woo! That's that fire right there.
All time.
That's that fire. I appreciate that right there, you know?
Man, lie on me. How many balls was that?
That was about... almost 100 right there, man.
No, that was 100 strong. That was 100 strong, man. I want to send mad respect out to you, man. You know, I'm a big fan of you. Big fan of Capadonna. And I told you, I want, you know, just pick your brain a little bit because, you know, you're the forefathers. You know what I mean? And I'm coming up in the game, and I said, I got to speak to one of the forefathers out here, man. How things with you, man?
Nothing but love, man. Nothing but love, man, for all of that support. And for all of y'all support that you gave me, you know, and that my fans gave me over the years, man, I can't do nothing but grateful for all of that. And to still be, you know, doing it strong in the game and still on my youth game, you know, I call it the 40 but 18 look. And I'm just doing what I'm supposed to do, man, not what I have to do.
Right. That's a beautiful thing, man. So since late, what's the newest thing you're working on right now?
Right now, I'm working on multiple projects right now, but the main thing I'm about to pop off is the Hook Off album. The Hook Off album, 17 joints on there, Knowledge God. That right there is dedicated to everybody in the hood. That's dedicated
right.
to the grain, the soil. You know
right.
what I'm saying? It's Hook Off. This is the first rap album in history with no hooks.
What? So you tell me right now that you have 17 Winter Wars on there without no hooks.
17 straight needles, my nigga. 17 straight needles to the face.
As soon as it's over, the first thing I need you to do is let me know where that's going to be available at, okay?
Man, right there, you can get that on glfent.com. glfent.com, independent shit.
That's what we talking about. That's what it's all about. That's what it's all about, man.
Right. Don't get that credit card in the air.
That's what it all is, man. So, what was the last album you had before this one you're dropping now?
The last album I had before this one was a double CD. It's called
right.
Earth
right.
and Fire. Love, Anger, and Emotion.
See, that's what I noticed about you too, man. Most of the stuff that you put out, right? You put out a lot of stuff that's really meat or real fish, so to speak. It really grabs onto your ribs mentally. Why do you take that route?
I'm a freedom writer. I write to free minds. My secret weapon is simplicity, man.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So I give you a mixture of all of that. It's like it only might be a jewel in there or a room.
Right.
Or a tool, but it's covered by all kinds of chaos and confusion that go down in the hood.
Right. Which is already out.
Yeah, so that's how I get you to, you know, even check it out, because I'm dealing with the most hard-headed kids right now.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So it's my responsibility, you know what I'm saying, to resurrect the dead, but I got to show them that I've been through and I'm still going through what they're going through so that they can recognize my size.
Right. And that's the thing, too. I recall, you had you actually had left the rap game alone. You left the game, everything, to what exactly? Why did you leave the game?
I used myself as a lab rat.
Uh-huh.
I wanted to see, it was a test to the people. See, right. It's my ministry, and I deal with the multitudes. So I wanted to see if the multitudes was really loving me for me, or was just because of my success and who I was as Capadonna.
Right.
So I had to give that up to see if I could still stand, you know what I'm saying, as a man, and then come back right and exact.
Damn, that's beautiful.
It's like how the sun rises up the next morning after that storm.
Right.
The day before.
Wow. Wow. That's big time. And what did you learn from it?
I learned that it's only me, myself, and I. It's something that Michael Jackson said. It starts with the man in the mirror. You know what I'm saying? Beyonce said, you know what I mean? So it's like, yeah, at the end, it's like, yo, I got to walk this dog. And that's how the energy for being independent is developed.
Right.
Through trial and error.
Right.
You learn.
And that's one thing I learned, too, because I'm the type of person, like, I watch everything and I see how everything unfolds and I learn from it. So me personally, I'm building from the ground in the can up all the way. They're gonna have to take me down for me to get that thing. I feel like it's disrespectful to Bob Marley to go do that route. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
It's disrespectful to the womb.
That's right. That's what makes it so tissue right there.
Right.
That's what makes it so real, you know? And then it's like, but it's like surviving that and dealing with the odds, that's what makes great champions.
Right. And when, like you said, especially what you're doing now, when you're dealing with the all heads, you can crack those diamonds out there. You know, because we really haven't had nobody to help us crack the diamonds.
Exactly. And I'm just trying to resurrect them.
Right. But I tell you this, though. I tell you this. Keep doing what you're doing because you never know from afar what diamond you're cracking. You see what I'm saying? Because you never heard of me. You never seen me. You crack the diamond. Trust me. I watch our boys and I know how to maneuver with these snakes. You see what I'm saying? You never know. That's why you always got to keep doing it no matter what.
That's right. And that's my main duty.
And I appreciate
that's my main duty right there is to each one teach one.
Right, exactly.
And to elevate, Capadonna stands for consider all poor people acceptable. Don't oppress nor neglect anyone.
Right.
Yeah, true story.
Right, and that's what we represent down here. We 4MK, for mankind. Four MK spread love. For mankind spread love. You see what I'm saying?
Mm.
And that's what we coming in, straight independent. We want to build from the ground up. We want everybody to watch us go to the garden, plant that seed, water it, and watch the tree grow in front of their faces. You see what I'm saying? And that come from y'all doing y'all work and going through a hard time. We watching and able to learn how to maneuver off y'all steps. You see what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
And that's why let me get on the phone with Capadonna, pick his brain a little bit. I want to tell you thank you and just keep doing what you're doing, brother. Never stop, no matter what.
I appreciate that, brother. That's good, constructive and productive work right there, man. And that's, you know, my main goal is to keep moving forward no matter what, by any means necessary, man, to free the minds that's lost.
That's
I'm a freedom writer. I'm doing
right?
this. And, yo, to follow up this album right here, this hook-off joint, I got the pillage already mixed and mastered and ready to go.
Woo! Yeah, I'm looking
pillage
for that,
number,
man.
Pillage 2, coming your way, baby.
Black Chief, sorry to take over your show, man. You know, them boys raised me, so, you know.
Hey, bottles, check it out, brother. First of all, let me tell you this. You don't have to apologize for anything. You didn't do anything wrong. Those are fantastic questions you're asking, my man. And Capadonna didn't have a problem with it. You're like a co-host. Hey, man, me and Stacey Darlene, we have been chatting about you guys, man. I told Stacey Darlene, I said, look, I think I found a new co-host. She was like, yep. She's like, go for it.
I'm out here grinding, right? And you showed me love. When I say love, I mean like you showed me love for real. You know what I mean? You ain't had to do nothing you had to do for me. So therefore, it's my duty.
All praise be to the Most High.
Hey, I tell you what, man, you guys are fantastic. You and Capadonna, man. You guys really held it down. Capadonna, you, hey, man, I appreciate you answering the man's question because this guy is a big fan of yours, and, you know, he had a lot of questions for you guys, and you answered every one of the questions like a professional, man.
After the show, though, let me get a contact and bring it down to my game, man. But you rock,
cool, cool, here. Cool. Okay, that's cool, man. Hey, guys, check it out, man. You're on the DJ Black Music. I don't know who that is. I got somebody with some music back. Hold on for a second.
Right. Two and D.
Let's see. I don't know who that is. I think that's your phone, Capadonna. Hey, that's your phone, Capadonna.
What's the word?
That's your phone, Capadonna. I'm sorry, brother. That's your phone.
What's wrong with my phone?
I was getting some feedback from it, man. I don't know what was going on, but I was getting a lot of feedback.
I'm muted, so this is me.
Yeah, mute this one.
Don't
know what this is. All right.
You're good, brother. You're good. It's your show. You're on the show. You gotta be on the phone. Don't worry about it. Hey, guys, let me see if anybody has any questions out there. Okay. Hey, Bottles. Where you at, Bottles?
Y'all need to put that Winter Wall verse real quick for me, man. What y'all need to do? Let these people know where to rhyme.
What's going on, man? I hear a lot of commotion in the background. Let me mute out some phones right quick. And I'm going to mute your phones right back in. Just give me a second. I'll mute your phones back in when you guys are ready to talk. Okay. Now, Capadonna.
Yeah.
What kind of projects are you working on, my brother?
Working on the Hook Off project right now. I got the Turret 2. I'm finishing up.
Hey, tell me about that album, man, because that album's going to be something different. You got no hooks on it.
No.
You got nothing but hooks on it.
I got no hooks on there. It's called Hook Off. I got my Hook Off crew on there. You know what I'm saying? I got Amar Devine up on there, Wonder Woman, Solomon Childs, Desert Eagle, Shalo, Lounge Mode, you know what I mean? So it's definitely, you know, one of them piff joints that you just, when you ready to rock hard, you ready to get some lessons up on there. I got Nakiba on there. It's just crazy different elements, but it's straight, boom, bap, smack, crack your whole brain open hip-hop, yo. Well,
this album
right here was designed to blow your mind.
Hey, you know what, brother? I believe that, man, because I believe about it from what I heard about my man, Rakim Raheem, man. I mean, he's already told me a little bit about it, man. He's told me a little about what you got going on over there. So I really already know a little bit about the project, man. But what kind of mix do you have? You been working on a mixtape? Have you did any mixtapes?
Man, it's just crazy. I'm also working on the Wu-Tang project. We working on the Better Tomorrow. We in the studio 14 days, 7 days and 7 nights to settle it.
Wow.
Word.
Wow,
so it's crazy.
Like
I'm working on multiple projects right now. Plus, you know, the Hook Off project and the Pillars of Independent projects through our GLF ENT. You can check it out. Go to glfent.com, God Love Family. And check it out. See what it's all about. Cop the CD. You can pre-order right now. You can get cuffs, buttons, everything. I got all kind of things, you know, for the kids, man, and things to do, man.
Okay.
Now the self.
Okay.
Yeah, everything. So I'm traveling. I'll be on the road in about a month. And check me out at a theater near you, man. Come to the album release party, June.
I got a question for you, brother. Have you ever been in Mississippi, or have you ever done any shows in Mississippi?
Where?
In Mississippi. That's where I'm located. I'm located in Mississippi.
Oh, man, I haven't been to Mississippi in a minute since the last
tour,
man. Word,
okay,
I would love
okay.
to get out there. I would love to get out there,
okay.
man, and do what I do.
Okay.
Spread love, show love.
This is what I'm going to do, man. This is what I'm going to do, man. I'm going to do this for you right now.
because I tell all the artists that come on this show, I usually hook them up with some shows in Mississippi. So what I'm going to do for you, actually, Skinny Pimp was supposed to be here tonight, but something came up, so he's not going to show up tonight. But anyway, for you, let me hook up a couple of venues for you. I'll get with Jimmy Kane, let him know about it. And me and Jimmy Kane, we'll hook something up for you down this way, brother.
All right.
Yeah, man.
Yo, as soon as possible, I'm going to go get my booth.
Okay, I got a question for you now. That project you're working on right now, the No Hook project, when is that project supposed to hit, to come out?
That project comes out June 17th.
Okay.
So June 17th, okay. Coming right up. It's going to be crazy. Crazy Eddie.
I know it sounds crazy, man. That's the first time I've ever heard of that.
17 pop-offs.
Wow. Nice. I like that. That's what's up. I like that. Now, let me ask you another question. Have you been on anything with any major artists around that we might know of? Or you want to put some names out there? Have you did anything, collabos with them?
Right now, this is about the independent world. All my collabos is even independent artists that's on the come up doing things for themselves and making it happen.
I'm the nucleus
right now, connecting the dots and making it all pop off. So everybody's coming under the God Love Family ENT Entertainment Corporation, and I'm about to do it up, man. It's like I'm gonna bring hip hop back to the east.
I can dig it. That's what's up.
We'll bring it back. Just hip-hop, because, you know, it ain't really out there like that right now. It ain't really out there. So I'm going to relay the foundation one more time. Then I'm going to hit y'all with that Pillage 2. It's going to be a little more advanced and a little more of up-to-date newness. And then after that, oh, man, I'm just going to keep hitting them with diamond after diamond.
Hey, brother, you're doing a good job. Just keep up the work, man. Keep doing what you're doing, man. I know you and Jimmy King got a...
True indeed, man. I'm working overtime right now. I'm putting in this work, man. I'm about to start shooting this video right while we're talking right now.
Okay, cool. That's what's up.
I'm in Plainfield, New Jersey. I'm in front of the Wells Fargo Bank. I'm about to take out $250,000.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm about to take out $250,000 right now. I'm shooting it right in front of the bank right now as we speak. Wells Fargo.
Okay. So I'm on the phone with you while you're shooting it.
You're right there on the jack right now. Word. You're making it look extra right now because it's like, it looks like I got two deals going on. I got the $250,000 coming out the bank, and I'm on the phone with you, and we about to get up in that A&R magazine.
I'm glad you're on the A&R magazine, man. I'm going to get Stacy your information so she can get in touch with you guys, man. And she's going to need to ask you some questions, brother. So get ready to hey, we're also going to put you on the front cover of the magazine, man. You're going to be on the front cover.
Already.
This is
the Black Caesar Academic. This is the Black Caesar Academic and Friends. We on the line of the scrimmage right now.
Yes, sir. Now, tell me about your new music, man. Like, what are you doing different from your new music that you didn't do before? I mean, I know you changed your style up a little bit. How'd you change your style up?
What I'm doing right now is I'm giving it to you all raw with no hook, no explanation why I'm giving it to you so raw. I'm just coming up on you and I'm just splashing you with it. Heavy verses, heavy topics, heavy situations. I'm putting all the goods is in it. Ain't nothing cut. It's all natural, all that's in there, man. It's like however it was going down, however I was feeling at the moment, whatever I was thinking, that's how the darts came out. Some of them didn't even have a little intro to them. It was just like coming in, just eating, like, yo, you ain't even say your grace, man. I'm just coming
oh, wow.
in like, yo. And
wow,
it's like every
wow, wow.
and it's like every and it's like everybody who coming behind me is coming in with the same energy.
Okay.
Like
okay.
nigga, we ain't trying to make music. We want to eat.
Hey, Capadonna.
Eating the tracks, G. We eating them.
Hey, I think Bottles got something else he wants to say to you. What's up, Bottles? Where you at, Bottles?
Yo. Yeah, man. I tell you, I'm gonna get you back in there, man. I heard him talking about the independent. He hit me up because that's what we about now here, man. We trying to bring the game back to where you see how you're making that album No Hooks because you want to and you can.
Yeah, right? Exactly.
That's
yes,
what,
sir.
That's what we talking about, man. We do what we want to do. If we want to make a bar for 100 bars on a song and that's it, we do that. If we want to make a hook the whole way through the song, we do that because we're independent. And I love to see somebody that been in the game, that been there, come out like that, man. And you get touch the nerve when you're talking like that, brother.
Hey, Capadonna, check it out, man. Let me tell you something about the guy you're talking to right now. Let me tell you something about Bottles. Bottles is all about real hip-hop. This guy is a motivated talker. I mean, this guy can talk on for days, but he can rap even better. So this guy is somebody you probably want to do a collabo with. Is my man Bob. This is Bottles Belafonte, man. He's one of the classiest guys I know right now.
Bottles Belafonte. Belafonte.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
No doubt. Connect us. You know what you do.
He's been, Capadonna, he's been in the A&R magazine, like, before, so he knows what's going on. He can tip you to what's going on. He can tell you all about it, man. Dude's been in there. We made him a star, man. We got him out there a long way. He's doing real good right now. You see he's on the DJ Black Caesar Prince, though.
Hey, Bottles, hold on for a second.
This is a guy right here. Bottles, he comes in every week the same way, man. Full of questions and stuff, and I can dig it. You dig? I can dig it. Now, Bottles, you got the floor, Bottles. Take it away, Bottles.
My bad for jumping in, man, but yeah, but we gotta get you down here in Miami too, man. We gotta talk up here to see what we need to do to get that happening.
No doubt, but I know we're gonna boomerang. You know what I mean? Just let my man just hit up the WhoWorldRadio.com. Talk to my man ADM. You know what I'm saying? Lamar Devine. We get connected and you know, do what we're supposed to do, monopolize.
Right, exactly.
Hey, tell your man about DJ Black Caesar, brother. If he don't know me, tell him to go and Google search my name.
Wait, Caesar. Let me tell him about you a little bit. Let me tell about you a little bit now.
Okay.
DJ Black Caesar, that's the landlord of the South, Mr. Connector. You need anything, you got to go see Black Caesar, man. He's a connector, man. He connect everything, man. He's an electricity man. He go turn on a light outside when he shut the lights off. He comes through and turn a light on the outside. He makes sure everything good. I promise.
Yeah. See, this man go way back, man. Me and Bottles go way back, man. We've been doing business for
pretty good. Hey,
Capadonna, so hook you up, brother. So hook you up. Capadonna, you got stuff on your phone, bro. Yeah, that's Capadonna's phone, man. You got the hey Capadonna, can you move around a little bit, brother? Are you still there?
Yo, Capadonna,
you still there?
Right, really staticky, man.
Yeah, I know. I hear motorcycles and stuff going on.
It's crazy.
Cap, are you still there, Cap?
Yes, sir.
Okay, brother. You were having a little technical difficulty, weren't you? Your phone was real staticky, man.
Man, mute it real quick. Give it one mute.
Okay, hold on. Let me mute your phone a little bit.
Hello? Hello?
Okay.
Okay. Okay. Say your voice. That should be dope. You, I got you right
here.
You
can
say
your
voice. That
should be dope. Can't see my mouth?
Yeah, you can't. You got
my hair
on there. So you
can match up with both of you. Christopher Live. All right.
Yeah,
hey,
oh, shit.
You know
what I mean?
Hey, hey,
Bob. Yep.
Yeah. Go ahead and interview Capadonna, man. I'm gonna text somebody this telephone number right quick.
Okay, yeah, we here, man. So what made you decide to do no hook? Where that came from?
Track like a
thousand. Give him 1 second. He's recording right now. 1 second.
Hear me that?
Yeah, give him 1 second. He's recording his verse.
Okay.
You hear me?
Hey, he said give him 1 second, Bottles.
Okay.
Bottles,
yeah.
If you don't mind, you think you could talk to him a little bit while
yeah, I got you. Don't worry about it. Do your thing.
Okay.
I'm about to talk to him real good right now.
Okay. All right. Let me take a phone caller. Let me get this phone call right here. I think they've been at there for a while. Hello, caller. You there? 912?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hi, 912. How are you doing?
I'm good. It's Ray De Niro.
Ray De Niro. How you doing, dog? You doing all right?
I'm good, yeah, I'm all right. How you doing?
Hey, I am doing fine. Ray De Niro is one of those artists you guys need to be on the lookout for. She's coming hard. She's coming with some new stuff. If you guys don't know what new stuff means, that means go to Facebook and check her out, all right? Hey, Ray, give me your URL. How can I find you on Facebook, baby?
On Facebook.com/RaeDiNero. Again, it's RaeDiNero.
Cool. Oh, I think it's I am Ray De Niro.
Ray De Niro? Nah, it's just I changed the link. It's just RaeDiNero.
Oh, okay. I got you. You changed the link. Okay. Now, Ray De Niro, now you called into our show. Do you have a question for Capadonna from the Wu-Tang Clan?
Just I want to know how he stays focused and not give up on it, because it's been a million and one times where I wanted to stop, but at the same time, a lot of people love my music, and I love my music. I love doing what I'm doing, but it gets hard. It's a lot of pressure for artists who really is putting in work. It's not a game. It's really a lot of pressure.
Right. Capadonna, you passed the phone yet, brother?
Yo.
He stepped away from the phone. Let me see. Hey, Capadonna, you still there? Yes, sir.
It's Bottles.
Did Capadonna ever come back to the phone? Okay. Yeah, he's still out. He's on the phone.
I want to answer a young lady question, though.
Yeah, go ahead, man. Go ahead. You got it.
I tell you what makes a difference. Do it for a purpose. Do it for a purpose. Don't do it just to do it. You know what I mean? Don't do it just to make music or just to make people want to hear your music. Do it for a purpose. And when you find that purpose and you're making your music for purpose, it's not even working no more. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah,
you never give up.
I've been found my purpose. It's not even a lot of female artists in the game right now. Other than Nicki, don't get me wrong, I don't have a problem with Nicki. She's doing her thing. But at the same time, we need hip-hop back. We do.
Right.
It's not hip-hop.
So
it's not.
That right there should let you know you can't give up.
Right,
you know
right,
I mean?
Right.
If you're gonna be, if you feel like you need hip hop back, and that's what you're bringing to the table, you can't give up. So we need it back. So we,
I mean,
now that's your purpose, and so now you got to go harder than ever, because we got to have people out here that's doing it, that's bringing hip hop back. If the hip hop gonna come back, we are gonna need you to do it.
I know there's been a lot of people actually telling me, Ray, it's time for you to get up there and take that throne and everything else. So I'm working my way to that. Like just the other day, I actually listened to Redman and Method Man album Blackout, like both albums. I was sitting there comparing, and I was like, oh my God, these cats are really just going in. And it made these cats now kind of look like babies compared to them. And I'm like, see, this is real hip hop.
Yeah.
I mean, I fell in love with that song, like, especially the skits. Even the skits. The skits had me dying. I was like, oh my goodness.
Gave him a shout out.
Right. So, you know, see, when you're really doing it, like, it's hard to give up. You know what I mean? It's like, if you're raising your child, it's like, it's hard for you to leave that child because that child depends on you. You think of what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So you just take that on your back, and you take that and make that your purpose and go hard for it.
Fly with you.
Mm-hmm.
Never give up. Ever.
Yeah, I think I'm past that, you know, giving up stage. I hope
right,
I am.
Exactly.
I'm working hard. Like, I actually have 3 mixtapes in the making. One of them is the first intermission, but it's all original beats. Like, everything is all original beats with the first intermission. So I could make it into an album. I try not to touch on too many other people's beats. I have another mixtape, which is futuristic. And it's basically, you know, all the songs I did with the artists. I've networked with artists in, I think, Texas, Louisiana, New York, all these other places, and I'm in Georgia right now. So, and last but not least, the third one, Morphine. Oh, my goodness. I'm going to just say it like this. Excuse my language, but with Morphine, all hell is going to break loose, and if they're going to come, they better come with it.
I got
you.
Right. That's what's up.
And that's another thing, too, man. Don't ever sell yourself short. You don't stand right here, man. Don't ever look. You got to shape your own success and what you call success. You know what I mean? You do. People might look at you and see you doing things. You didn't even realize it.
Yeah.
Keep on keeping on, girl. Matter of fact, see, I need to hear some of this music you're talking about.
Actually, I just sent DJ Black Caesar a song. 2 or 3 days? Well, I think it was your last night, was it? I'm not sure.
Yeah, you did. You sure did. And you know what?
Yes.
We're going to get you scheduled to be on this show. We're going to be scheduled to get on this show whenever we can set some time. Oh, actually, we're going to talk tomorrow. So we're going to get you set for the show tomorrow.
Okay. I mean, if you want to, I can spit a quick 16 for you.
Go right ahead.
Capable of anything, been not saying the queen, recognize my trap position. Hardcore ammunition, flow was magnificent. Label me a stimulant, harder than the rest, like a revolver to the chest. Capsules and breath, and they calling on they set. But neglect to mention yet that I'm a part of the best. Now bring it on, it's the best. Try handle my own. Bad trick on the crown, I'm on my crown, phone, back up the throne, back to the throne. Come on. I'm sorry. I can't keep going. Ooh, it was close to a 16.
You go, girl. Bring hip hop back. Stop playing around. You stop playing around.
Hey, Bottles. There's your collab right there, Bottles. There's your next collab right there.
Hey, I meant to talk to you about this, man. You need to be putting out the DJ Caesar compilation mixtape every month, man. What's going on? You got all the artists coming. You need to put that together every month. Boom, boom, boom. Drop one every month, see? Let's make that happen, man. You got
hey, you know what, brother?
You're a
smart dude, man. The landlord is coming out with his own series of mixed CDs. I'm getting the website and everything set up right now,
yeah.
So everybody will be able to go there and download their mixed CDs. That's going to be the next website I come out with. Also, that's going to be a series of mixed CDs. So you guys be on the lookout for that. It's coming soon, as soon as we get it started. Hey, guys, check it out.
I'm DJ Black. He know who he is, man. you are the most important person to the independent artist right now? You understand what I'm saying? Do you understand that?
Sure.
Hey, man.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
I don't think you understand that, Jay.
All right. Hey, man.
I don't know nowhere where independent artists from Miami can get on the phone and talk to Kool Herc. Where is that at? Please, I'll wait.
hey, brother, I like to show love to all my guests and all my friends, man. That's why it's called All New DJ Black Season Friends Show, because everybody's my friends. You're a positive guy. Like Stacey just got through saying about you, about she said you are the most positive guy she ever met, and she ain't lying, man. This girl just told the straight-up truth, man, because you're the most positive dude I ever met also. So you do have it going on like that. Capadonna, you there, baby?
Yes, sir. What's goody?
Hey, Capa, let's check out, brother.
Hold on. Let me get back to Capadonna real quick. Hey, Bottles, check it out.
Let's get Capadonna to introduce one of these tracks you got, because he only has about 13 minutes. So let me get him on one of these tracks. No, you good, brother. You good. Capadonna. Now, what I'm going to ask you right now, I'm going to ask you for a world premiere on this track right here. It's called Feed My Folks. What's that song about, my brother?
Ah, man, that one right there is self-explanatory. It's about, yo, all my people who's down on their luck, everybody that's striving, everybody that's going through something, any struggles, any trials and tribulations, man, this is for them, man, because it's like everybody just need a break sometime. Everybody need a hand or a push or a good word, and this is that word, man, that I'm giving to all of those people that feel like that right now, and I'm putting it out there in the universe, man, and to all of the people out there, especially those who's in better positions than others, man. Feed
Amen.
My folks.
Amen.
Right. Hey, Bottles can relate to that, because Bottles is all about the helping the human. He's all about helping mankind out, basically. That's what he's about doing. And so you guys really do, you really should collab, man, because you guys are talking about the same thing. Bottles is from Jamaica, man. Right, Bottles? You're from Jamaica?
Born in Jamaica, man. Born in Jamaica, raised in Jamaica, Queens, raised in Miami, Florida, raised in Fort Lauderdale, a little bit of Atlanta, all that good stuff is all involved.
Right. So you guys got a lot in common. And, hey, Bottles, I mean, Bottles, I know you want to say something to Capadonna. So hold on one second.
I
want to
hear the music now. I'm hearing the music now.
Okay, check it out, brother. We're going to go into the song, Feed My Folks, but I want Capadonna to introduce this song. Give me a world premiere on this song, Capadonna. You're on the DJ Black Season Friends Show.
Hey, yo, check it out. This is Big Capadonna right here. Yo, check it, yo, respect it. This is Big Capadonna. I'm chilling right now with Black Season Friends right now. And we doing what we supposed to do, not doing what we have to do. So, yo, on that note, check this joint out right here. It's off the Hook Off album. It's called Feed My Folks, number one with a bullet. Let's go.
Yeah, man. Big up. Killer Hill. Test. Buried them with the blood clot. Big up to all monsters. Murder. Burn Babylon.
Yeah, Diggler.
Big em all.
Fight like that.
Uh-huh. Cruise worldwide.
Yeah.
On the inside of family. I'm a man of power.
The gold carpet.
Platinum color hair, all black on, holding my Grammy in the air, yeah. I fought this good fight, everybody know I was there. Since 98, I barely had another good year. Homies change, homegirls change, and wifey change. The world change, sipping on this nasty champagne. I'm on the campaign, but they don't know my damn pain. Grateful for my blessings, though, I can't complain. Still chilling out, yeah, just do the damn thing. And do my duty, yo. Overseas, up in Paul McCartney Studio, yeah, me and my man Simon, yeah. High Gang International,
yeah,
listen to Bulgaria and drop math
it,
too, drop shit with math and my whole crew, fuck a Yaku, Shaka Zulu, bam, bam, boom, boom, Africa Moon, the rich new black man never left, but coming back soon, just on my nigga though. Same nigga, bro. When I was down, I was the biggest joke.
Come on,
all I wanted to do was feed my folks. Somebody shit or I'ma sell his dope.
Yeah. Nobody not put no gun to we head to do Babylon work. Babylon work. Yeah. If we go sell out, we sell a piece of bread, get them feeling hurt. Feeling hurt. And if them think a small thing done, water rise up like dirt. Up like dirt. Yeah. Nobody not put no gun to we head to do Babylon.
whatever's conducive. That's where the juice is. Throw up your deuces. This is a woo blitz. Soundboy, I go dead if I'm ever try fuck with. Champion sound, murder everything that come around it. Capadonna, you know I'm after regain the crown quick. And ganja, man, know I'm after let the next pound slip. We do it for every youth. Them after make a black graduate. Never hesitate to make them come out on the sheer tip. These the youth, them are black and that's the greatest. Martin Luther King, I'm at the greatest. Malcolm X, yes, I'm at the greatest. Garvey, I'm the greatest. Selassie, I'm the greatest. Every African, we have to jump off the slave ships. And I'm the make it, Farrakhan make it, Elijah make it, the Christ make it, everybody make it. When I go take it, no brutality. We have to rise up, go and put on your hoodie. Something about go on, nobody a looky looky. Burn Babylon, I'm not gonna treat me like rookie. Speak the truth to the youth to make the system not shush me. Lick off the paparazzi and they bite, try push me. I know Bush we, only good broccoli. Park kill myself, Staten Island posse. New York City, WTC, CAP, then I'm ready. Lord, then I'm ready. Everybody ready. Lord, then I'm ready. Babylon, I'm ready. The state, them not ready. My house, them not ready. Shake, them not ready. Nah, them not ready. No party, them not ready. Wu-Tang already. Killer me already. Lord, them not ready. Babylon, not ready.
More fire.
Nice.
DJ Black Sheep
and
Yeah, man.
Capadonna, just put it down, man. That's what's up. Hey, Cap, another one called.
Ancient Change, man.
What's that about, Cap? What's that about?
Oh, man, that's about love, life, living.
Brother, love the human way.
Well, you know what, brother? Since you're already getting well prepared, I'm going to introduce this song. We're going to listen to it, and we're going to come back and we're going to talk about both your songs, all right? Get out there. DJ Black Sheep with his place. Capadonna.
Pop on these niggas and they little allegations. Word up. My whole team is the cyanide in the game, yo. Standing with the joints.
That's
Don Diggler, 2D. Yo, yo. Yo, it's the truth and the lies and destroy the minds. I think wiser. My team rise up. Split minds up. I ain't popping the album because I was tied up. And busy running the street. Kept the fried dust. I'm seeing business in me in a fly truck. So while I'm out on the grind, I wanna touch something. And living life like crime, but I ain't bust nothing. And I know all of these niggas, but I don't trust none. Head low, face on through my production. A lot of niggas fall victim to death and destruction. Why be on the ill blocks where the goons be hustling? In the same hood where the niggas want me to pop shorty. I'm too smart, I only run with the top 40. Then I do my thing like baby, I got 40. Diggler. Yeah. Every man responsible for 88. Yo, 88 nigga. What? No gauge nigga. I've been on the island way before the 8th nigga. You wanna copy my style, bring a tape with ya. How many niggas get paid but never ate with ya? Ain't no love in your heart, you just an 8 mister. I came back in the game and bought a straight sister. And now I'm king sitting on my throne. Your mind is blown. Hey yo, I take care of my seat till my seat is blown. Lot of niggas hating on Dawn, I hold my own. Dawn on welfare, I work for mine. Before I let you in my life, I gotta work your mind. Lot of niggas vampires, not worth the time. Might throw me in the well like they did Joseph. Gotta watch for the ones that's closest, too focused. I like my eggs in the morning with toast sticks. Trying to stay away from crime, keep my face off posters. Diggler, you know what I'm saying? This is my word, man.
Yo, Capadonna,
Donna Capadonna, man. Give us your social networks one time, baby. How about giving you social networks?
Man, right there. GLFENT.com. God Love Family Entertainment. Check us out. It'll do you no harm. Yes, sir. And,
hey,
and yo, check it out, man. That joint right there, is off the Splash 5 CD. It's a special mix. Okay. It's 5 joints on there. You can't get it nowhere. You got an exclusive joint on your hands. That right there, when you pre-order the hook-off album, while you're waiting for that hook-off album, you get that Splash 5 right there. So when you see the kid that's 40 but look 18, yeah, you be saying to yourself, he could cook and make clean.
Yo. Hey. What's up? Hey. Go ahead.
That was it, bro.
Ain't nothing changed,
bro, Kappa. Nothing changed but the game.
Nothing changed, bro. I ain't gonna lie. And that first one with the second verse, you went AWOL.
Oh, man, you stay like that, man.
Yeah.
You know.
That was crazy. That's
what it's about, man. You know, Wu-Tang, we always been for the kids, man. So we always going to give you a rule, a tool, or a jewel, if not all three.
Yeah.
I need to get that.
Hey, guys, hold on one second, man. Let me ask Ray. Hey, Ray, you still there, baby? Yo, Ray,
you had a question for Capadonna? Oh, the question I had, it was already answered, but it was just basically what do you do to stay motivated and, you know, not give up, because I know it gets hard for us indie artists. I'm pretty sure it gets even worse for major, so...
I get most of my motivation from home. It's like see Dorothy, she went on that yellow brick road. She left home, but her journey led her right back to the foundation. So that's where she, you know, what she was searching for was she really had with her all along. So it's like I acknowledge that in my travels, traveling throughout the world. So when you need that motivation, go all the way back. Find your first friend, your first best friend, your first fly little outfit you had, your first school, you know, all that first stuff, man. Get back into that. You know, the first things that you did, your first loves and all of that. And that right there brings you joy and brings you motivation to do anything in the world, anything that you want to be, you can be from that energy right there.
With the copper mill that I sang DJ Black Caesar, I really felt like I touched my roots because I'm from North New Jersey, representing the Bricks all day. So I really felt I felt like I touched my roots, and it brought the best out of me because it changed my style completely, and I love the hip hop feel. I love it. Like I really can't believe people are really comparing me to Mia X. So it's a good thing, and it lets me know I'm doing what I need to do, and I'm making an impression. Like, I'm really trying to make history. I'm not going to be one of the female rappers who don't get any shine. I refuse to be.
I hear that. AKA, I got Wonder Woman right here on the side of me right now, still on the hook-off album, and she's feeling that right there. So let her give you a positive word. She's been around the Killer Beehive ever since the first live.
Peace. This is Wonder Woman, Diana Prince. I just want to tell you, as a female MC, when I first started off, you know, I got, you know, a lot of opposition and, you know, negativity, people telling me that, oh, I should do something else, I should just sing, I should just be a ghostwriter. But I just want to let you know that you should always keep that pen and that paper handy and always write from your heart. And what you just said really touched me. I want you to keep your eyes on that goal. And Mia X was one of my favorite MCs as well. I used to live in Tennessee, but I'm originally from Brooklyn. So I got you know, to feel the down south essence and then, you know, the East Coast and everything. But just stay on your grind. Stay on your grind and always focus on your goal and never let anyone tell you that you can't achieve your goal and accomplish your mission.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Right. Let me put my 2 cents in, man. You tell them, you know, have a lot of people tell you don't do this and don't do that. You take those dream killers and make them dream builders. You take that and make that into motivation.
I mean, throughout my whole career, I've had people telling me, oh, I need to incorporate sex and all this. No, I'm not about to do that. I'm sorry. And
no.
My response was really, you know, I'm bringing you realness. You should,
love,
if anything,
love.
Admire me for that.
Oh, I heard that too. I used to hear, oh, you need to sex up your image. You're too serious. Your lyrics are too hard. You know, all kind of nonsense. All kind of nonsense. But
that's
it's like,
you, Wonder Woman.
You know, it's like, but look, you got, and I like Nikki. I really do. But you got to look at this. Nikki wants to get back to her essence now. She's even retiring the pink wig and everything, you know?
I know that, but she came in pop to begin with, so that's what they're looking at her as. And what she's not realizing is, being the fact that she came in pop to begin with, her fans are now really down-talking her
and
are you going to change up? So, I mean...
Yeah. It's like once you jump off that cliff, it's hard to get back on. You know what I'm saying? Because she came in, like you said, she came in with the pink wig and all of that excess, and now it's like you wanna look like a regular, you know, girl on the train, and it's like it's not gonna work. That it's not gonna be that easy. It's just not gonna be that easy.
And where it gets even realer, what we gotta realize is this: Michael Jackson's are gone, but Maya Angelou's are gone. It's us. We gotta shake the future. You see what I'm saying?
Yes,
so if
yes.
you hold to that, that's what you're gonna shake the future too. It's no longer Michael Jackson, it's no longer Chrissy Jones, no longer Maya Angelou, it's now us. So we gotta take that into consideration for real, and realize what we really out here for.
That's right.
I mean, it's up to us. Like, we have the opportunity as artists to prove and make a change into the game, because the way things are, you don't need a major label to get known and get with
no,
your
you
act.
Don't.
You just need be motivated and be ambitious enough to say, well, this is what I'm going to do, and I'm going to keep my goal, and I'm going to accomplish it.
Right. And no longer we look to leaders. We are the leaders now.
We are the leaders. That's right.
We are them.
Right.
Hey, guys, check it out, guys. I agree with all you guys right now. I agree with everything that's going on. But I got a couple people on the phone that need to get in here. I see we have another superstar out there. We have Lisa Lane. How you doing, Lisa Lane?
What's up, Steve?
How you doing, girl? You doing all right?
Yeah, I'm good. Just stepped out in the car so I could talk to you for a minute.
Okay. I got Capadel on the phone from the Wu-Tang Clan, man. I know that's why you called in, right?
What'd you say? Yeah, I know.
I got Capadonna on the phone, man.
You got him on
there? Capadonna, say hello. This is my girl here, Lisa Lane. She's a celebrity photographer.
Peace and love. Peace and love.
What's up? Hey, I know you. M80, Philly Phil, Dayton, Ohio.
Already.
Yep.
Back on the jigger.
We've done about 5 shows with Kappa. That's really wild. I called in. I saw a homie was going to be on, so I hit him up.
That's
your stuff, man. We all heard that when you called him, dog.
Hit me up on GLSEntertainmentENT.com.
All right, I will.
Yep.
I like the little the stuff you did with the Woo Lords, too.
Thank you. I appreciate that. We're working on the album right now, the Clan.
It's crazy so far. It's crazy. That's great. And I also see the young lady from the chief editor from the A&R Urban Edition magazine out there, Stacey Darling. How you doing, Stacey?
Hey, how's everybody doing?
How you doing, Stacey?
How you
doing,
Stacey?
I'm doing good. Hey, Bottles. What's up, Alicia? How you been, Ma?
Hey, Stacey. How are you?
I'm doing good. Miss having you around. And Capadonna, man, you're causing a stir right now. Y'all got some good conversations going. Yeah, Alicia, it's been a minute. I'm glad you did.
I know. I'm working at a TV station now, and like, you know, everything, you know, going from the photo studio straight to TV has just been
a lot. And, you know, that's another reason I'm trying to talk to you, Kappa. I'm going to get your number again, either from 80 or from C's, but I've got a opportunity for you for national television. So I'm gonna chop it up with you.
No doubt. I'm definitely looking forward to that. I'm here. I'm ready. I'm networking. I'm popping up, doing a lot of things.
All right, that was good. I think I got Kay Woods on the project, so I think you know him.
Uh-huh.
Yep.
Okay.
But anyways, it's not about us and politics and fun stuff. It's about everyone else. How's everyone doing?
Everybody's good, man.
Everybody's great. I want to get everybody,
man. Go enjoy yourself.
Man, R.I.P.
Oh, yeah.
to Maya Angelou, man.
Yeah, that was a heartbreaker
one more,
right there.
One more question for Kevin before you run out.
Hey, check it out, guys. Lisa Lane or Stacey, you guys got a question for Capadonna before he gets out of here?
I got one more.
Okay.
I think Bottles had a question, actually.
I got one more question. Being that Capadonna, you've been on the other side. What is one of the traps for artists coming up to look out for if they're interested in signing deals these days? What is a trap they got to look out for?
Don't sign no deals.
Oh, there it is.
That was awesome.
love.
That's what, everything is about independence right now, and the game has been changed for over a decade now, and that's the new game right now is being independent. But, you know, you have to have a magnificent strategy. You have to have an awesome team. You got to be dedicated to your grind. You got to be an early riser, a late sleeper.
Right.
And your network got to be up. You got to network. When I say network, I don't just mean by meeting other people. I mean, by forcing your activity and your art into the universe.
Right. That's it.
Yeah.
Right.
And another thing too, what I realized that works for me is I learn how these people work. Right, they live like 100 years ahead. So everything that's going on now, they done knocked out in 1800s or 1900s. So I make my moves 6-8 months ahead. So when I'm living in this time, I already planned it out. I'm just floating through it because I already thought it up. I already lived it 6 months ago, and it works beautiful.
Yeah. All day.
But it's a blessing talking to you, brother, man. Your music sounding wonderful. You sound like you ain't skip a beat. And we're looking forward to both of the albums dropping out, man.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yeah, Capadonna, thank you for stopping by.
Yeah, we appreciate you stopping back, Capadonna, man.
I'm looking forward to my interview with you, Capadonna.
I'm looking forward to having kind of a one-on-one, you'd be on the cover, and, you know, I had a chance to talk to Rahim, and, you know, I'm really looking forward to interviewing you, so we'll be in touch soon.
Okay, gotcha. Hey, listen, Black Caesar all day, this is the Academic, we with the friends, DJ Black Caesar and friends, I'm all day, this is Capadonna, I'm live in your area, check me out with the Hook Off album, 17 joints, coming June 17th, don't forget, June 17th, for more information, go to glfent.com, glfent.com. Check us out on WooWorldRadio.com for more of that crazy fire, just crazy hip-hop, crazy woo joints, exclusive joints you never heard before, and also prepare for the Pillage 2 album coming late summer. Peace and blessings to all of my peoples out there, and remember, consider all poor people acceptable. Don't oppress nor neglect anyone. DJ Black Caesar.
Yes,
I love you, man. Keep doing what you're doing. And all of my friends, I'm with you forever. Peace.
Hey, thank you, my brother. We appreciate that. Guys, Capadonna is out of here, so he's gone for the day. We had a great interview with him. The man is outstanding. Bottles, thank you. A wonderful interview, Bottles, for Bottles. We got
all time, man.
Hey, you go, Bottles.
Hey, I got a little gig to do. Tomorrow, okay. Tomorrow I'm going to hit you up and we're going to talk.
Okay, brother, that's what's up.
Stacey Black, DJ Black Caesar, this is
much
the
love,
new avenue. Y'all need to get with the man.
Yes, sir. No, hey, Bottles, where you going?
Yeah.
Let me get you to say, Rich Dude Pay Me Radio, the best online.
DJ Black Caesar Radio is the best online. That's not even a question. What is that a question? No competition.
Hey, brother.
No,
I got
listen,
you, man.
Listen,
what's up,
no,
brother?
Black Caesar. I don't look at what we do and what most people look at. This is not music to me, man. This is the new avenue to life. You know what I'm saying? You breathing
right.
Life into people, man. You don't really understand that.
Right. I get
it. And I love you for that.
That's
man. Love
what it's all about.
Love you, Stacey. Love y'all, man. Every time, man.
That's what's up,
man. I'll talk to you in the morning. I'm running late for the gig.
All right. Okay, all right, that was Bottles. He's out of here also, guys. One love, Bottles. That's what's up. Okay, guys. Stacey Darlene is about to interview my man, John Sun. Where you at, Jay, man? Where you guys at, man? You still out there?
Oh, yeah. We right here live in Tupelo.
Okay. Tupelo, Mississippi in the house, baby. I love it. That's where I'm located right now. I'm in Shannon, Mississippi, just 10 minutes from Tupelo, Mississippi. That's where we do all our professional business at. Myself and J-Man, dude, we had it going down the other day with a very, very serious meeting, and J-Man can tell you about that in this interview when he comes back with us because he'll be here. Also, J-Man and his people, Alpha Man Records, will be in A&R Urban Edition magazine for next month. Stacey Darlene will be conducting that interview with J-Man and John Sun in the magazine. And also, Kudos, man. Kudos, my boy, right there, making those live beats, those tight beats, man. We're going to get into you also, Kudos. We're going to get an interview with him on the DJ Black Caesar Friends Show, the all-new DJ Black Caesar. I don't know why I always forget to say that, man. The all-new DJ Black Caesar Friends Show. I always come back and say it like it's really something. But anyway, okay, guys, check it out. Stacey Darlene's here all the way from Las Vegas. She's going to make it happen for us. Hey, Stacey, hold on one second. Let me see what this is. Trying to chime in at 937-937. I see you, baby. Who is that? Who is that, 937-937-570.
Hey, this is Alicia again. Don't be giving my number out.
Oh, wow. I didn't give you a number out. I didn't give those last four numbers out. I didn't give those. Okay, anyway.
Hey, you know what, Chief? Before we get started, Alicia had started to say something, and I wanted to point it out, and you know maybe she can say whatever she wanted to say about that, about Maya Angelou. I really think that we need to, you know, I know I had originally said I wanted to do something, but I really don't. Alicia, what do you have to say about Maya Angelou? Isn't that just, it's a sad, sad thing about Maya.
Man, I'll tell you what, I was really sad about that. She is a wonderful figure for everyone, every human being, but especially women. And, you know, she's, you know, one of the figures that, you know, I get emotional over, you know, passing. So her words will definitely live on and her energy is still with us. But, you know, knowing that her physical body is no longer capable of holding her spirit, you know, is kind of sad, you know. Mm-hmm. But, you know, rest in paradise, Maya. You know,
absolutely. That was beautiful. Beautiful.
Hey,
I got a question,
Miss Lane, Stacey. I got a quick question, Miss Lane. Did you know her?
I did not know her. I did not. I'm really sad about that.
Yeah, that would have been an incredible honor.
Because she's just in North Carolina, or she was just in North Carolina. So I heard she was planning a 4th of July.
Show, man. I just got done with Capadonna Wu-Tang Clan. Yeah, you missed it, man. Everybody been talking. I had so many people calling in today, man.
Steve.
It was so crazy, man.
Steve.
I'm sorry.
Come on back.
Okay, I'm sorry. I didn't know I was on the phone. I thought I put my phone on mute. I didn't know. I thought I put my phone on mute. I didn't know I was on the line.
Hey, Jazz, you're on the DJ Fuzzy's Friend Show. Hey, check it out. Here's the way you correct a mistake like that right there. This is the way you correct your mistake. Hi, guys, you're on the DJ Black Caesar Friend Show, where it all goes down on every Wednesday night.
Put down the brownies, man. Shit.
Yeah. No.
Chill out on the brownies.
Hey,
no doubt.
Guess what? I'm not eating any special margaritas today either. Hey, Alicia, now I got a question for you, Alicia. Now, you, being a celebrity photographer, have you did you already know my man Capadonna, so that's pretty good. But do you know any of you know most of the Wu-Tang Clan, correct?
I've done a few shows with them here and there, yes. Raekwon, Ghost, let's see, KP, you know, Meth, so everybody pretty much but RZA and GZA.
Okay.
I've done 20th anniversary show with all of them. But individual shows, RZA and GZA are the only ones I haven't worked with individually.
I got you. Now, hey, Stacy, I'm sorry. I'm going to let you guys go ahead and conduct you. You get J-Man and my man John Sun on the phone because those guys have been standing back waiting for the interview.
I
so
know,
go
so patient, too.
Yeah, I know.
I'm sure you guys are wondering, okay, when are we going to move this along?
Let me just say one thing, Stacey. I want to thank these gentlemen for being so patient with us because they have been very patient. J-Man, I appreciate you, man. And, hey, I'm glad we're doing business together now, J-Man. Also, John Sun, I appreciate you coming on the show tonight, man. Because at first we thought you were going to show up, and now you're here, so that's a good thing. And Kingpin Skinny Pimp didn't show up with us tonight, so we'll get him another night, Gad. So I will do the Skinny Pimp interview at a later date. So you guys be stay tuned and see what's going on with that. Now, Stacey, you can go ahead and interview these guys, these young men from Tupelo, Mississippi. J-Man, Alpha Man Records, let's see what they got going on. Let's see what they got going on, Stacey.
Okay, well, first question, which is pretty standard for me, I always ask, and Steve, I already know you know where it's coming. I need for you guys to tell me when you guys fell in love with hip-hop.
See, I couldn't hear you.
Could you hear me? Can you hear me now? That might be my headset.
Yeah.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
You got me? Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
When did you fall in love with hip-hop?
Oh, the first time I got a chance to listen to my father bumping Tupac. So I guess it's been quite a minute.
Was there a particular song by Tupac?
Dear Mama.
Dear Mama, that's right. Okay. Oh, goodness gracious, guys, I'm sorry. Could you tell me, that's my other phone. Could you tell me how long you've been doing music and how exactly did you get your start with it?
I've been doing music since the age of 13. And my uncle and father had their own studio, and it's like I've kind of been born into the music game. And I just kind of fell in love with it. My uncle was singing, playing the piano, keyboard, guitars. I just kind of fell in love with it.
And just kind of fell in love with it from there. And what do you think, if anything is missing from today's industry? I mean, especially if you're going back as far and you kind of, you know, fell in love with it from literally almost the start, 90s. What would you say, if anything, is missing in the current state of hip-hop right now, in your opinion?
I think music coming from the heart and the truth is kind of missing. Like, the youth are misled now, to me, I think. It's not, music isn't the way Tupac and, you know, Biggie, all those guys, not like how they once started. Everybody want to use metaphors, punchline. They're just not speaking out to the streets, letting them know what everybody's going through on a day-in, day-out basis. Like, it's a struggle out here. But, you know, they want to talk about the cars and all this money. Like, it's not people like, everybody don't have that. So I think a lot's missing.
So what is it that you could do, you think, to make a difference? What makes you stand out to bring what's missing?
I feel like I can be the spokesman for the week, and I can stand up for all the youth, all those lost souls out there that are struggling and trying to find someone to listen to.
that can reach out and touch and make it feel like they wrote the song for them, like they stay together. I feel like I can bring all that to the table. I can show the youth the truth. You know, like, there's nothing in these streets. Education is everything.
Good, good. Now, do you do your own writing?
Yes, ma'am.
What's your writing process? Beat first, lyrics first, and where does that motivation come from?
I guess from everything that I'm around every day. Like, I have 13 sisters, 5 brothers. My dad's been deceased for 3 years now, and I'm the oldest. And I just want to make
it happen. Slow down. Both of y'all slow down for a minute. Hold on, did I just hear you right? Did I hear you say, how many sisters and brothers you got, brother?
I got 5 brothers, 13 sisters, see?
13 sisters? Woo!
And I'm the oldest, 24 years old.
Wow. You're the
oh,
oldest?
My goodness.
Hey, whoa. Did brother just say he was the oldest? Did he just say he was the oldest?
Yeah, yes, sir, he did. And I can't imagine what life was like growing up.
Wow. Hey, let me ask you a question. Do you gotta wait for a couple of days to get to the restaurant? You gotta hold your bowels or something like that?
Man, it's hard, see. It's hard. When we eat cereal,
do you guys take a number when it comes to eating dinner and stuff at the table? Do you take a number?
I got first dibs on all forks and spoons.
I know that's right. You're the oldest, right?
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
I eat a bowl of cereal. I eat it with a fork to save milk.
Oh, that was good. That was a good one.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that was a good one.
Are you guys a tight-knit family?
Yes, ma'am.
Does anybody else do music with you, or does anybody else besides you, are you the only one that does music?
Well, I have 3 of my brothers do music. A handful of my sisters can sing. They don't want to, I guess. They just do it in church. So we come from a family of music.
Yeah, no kidding. Would you ever want to maybe do a collab?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
definitely.
You should get your sisters going with. My God, you got. I'm dumbfounded. I thought I was bad. Yeah. I got 4 and 2 step.
Yeah.
Wow.
I guess
wow.
They all waiting on me to make it, Caesar. I guess they waiting for me. Once I get my
yeah, yeah, I hear you, brother.
I can't imagine what that would have been like. And you're the oldest. Do you find that as the oldest, it's kind of a tough, I don't know, cross to bear?
It's hard and it's frustrating. Like with my stepmom, she's in bad condition with her health, and it's like 9 kids out there in the household. My youngest sister is like 7 years old, so it's kind of frustrating when they look up to me and say, "Can you give me a dollar today since my daddy's dead?" Like it's kind of hard at times, but I know I got to be strong for them.
Do you put some of that into your writing? Is that part of your writing process?
Always. That's where the name Johnson came from. My dad's name was John, so the name my aunt gave me. I'm just trying to make something useful with it.
Makes sense. That's awesome. That's awesome. So, my God, I'm dumbfounded. Now, you're from Alpha Mind Records?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. How long has that been around, and how does that label stand out?
They've been around for 6 years.
And if you're 24, that's, wow. Okay, how long have you been? Wow. Okay, how does that label stand out?
It stands out because we're the only label here locally.
Oh,
we're
that's
different.
Right. I guess these you can validate for that. So and you guys
yep.
are different. How many artists do you have with them?
Johnson.
Okay. Let it be known. I heard that. Okay. hey, Steve, do we have one of his songs?
Yep, we do. We got one.
Can we play one of them? Because I'd like to hear it and then speak to him a little bit more.
Wow. You know I don't play songs this early in the show, but
He's got almost 30 minutes left. Really?
Yeah, I know that too, but hey, man. Oh, wow. It's all good in the hood, man. It's all good.
Oh, yeah, you got to give them what they want, Susan.
Yeah, I already know that.
You're killing me.
I already know that, my brother. Hey, look, let me ask you a couple questions, man, now. You've been with Alpha Man Records for, you said, 6 years. You've been knowing my man, J-Man. J-Man's been putting it down over there with you guys, and I just love what he's doing. So J-Man is heading his head to come up with a plan for everybody to make some money. Now, his plan is basically to get on with him, you know, to help you guys out, to put you guys out there. So, you know, I got no problem with that. But the thing is, hey, you know, I think it's going to be a good thing because, like Capadonna just said, you heard him on the phone yourself right now saying it's not a good thing to sign with a major label. Stay independent as long as you can. Get those label deals. That's what we're looking for. So right now, we're going to basically do it together with Alpha Man Records and Black Caesar Records. We've combined our sources and what J-Man has going on, what I got going on. I mean, don't nobody got more going on than DJ Black Caesar. DJ Black Caesar know everybody out there right now. I got contacts out the yin-yang, man. So with that being said, my Rolodex is full of phone numbers that can really put us on. So basically the thing is if we work together as a team, like did you hear the man just say, Capadonna just say, you got to have a strong team. If you got a strong team, you can be very successful in the game. So that's where we need to come in at. We need to come in with our strong team. Now we got enough guys. You said how many guys over there with Alpha Man Records?
Did you say how many guys with Alpha Man Records?
Yeah, how many guys you guys got working for you guys? Like, how many artists do you guys got? What's the staff look like? Can you tell me all that right quick so I can do the math right quick in my head?
Oh, yeah. We have one artist, which is Jonathan the Great, and we have 8 people working together, making me 9 with
okay,
the team.
Okay, so you got about 9 or 10 people. Okay, over here at Black Caesar Records, I got about 40. Now, with that 40 and that 10, that's 50 people right there. You put those people together and you give them something they got to do, and you tell them all, promise them one thing. You're all going to be millionaires at the end of the year. Now, what we can do, since the end of the year is coming rapidly, what we could do is we could say the end of next year we'll all be rich. We'll all be millionaires by the end of next year. Now, that's what I'm saying to my people right now. That's what I'm saying to you also. Because we got the magazines, we got the TV shows, the 8 bars. We got everything in the play right now. So does Alicia Lane. She's doing television now. She has her networks going on. I got a couple of things to do with NBC this year. So with that being said, Stacey has some things to do with NBC also. So with that being said, we're about to hit the majors like in about 2 more months. In another month or two, we'll be hitting the major areas and doing the major stuff in Atlanta. Now, we're going to be doing some stuff so major that we're going to come on and play. I can't really say the name right now, but we're going to take over one of the shows that's already on television right now. We're going to take over that show because this is their last episode of the show that's going to be on, and I really can't tell you what show it is. But saying that, I can say this. We are going to be so filthy rich by the end of next year that Stacey Darlene will be doing her own show, and DJ Black Caesar will be sitting back setting up the shows. I told Stacey, I was like, you know what? I like Bottles. I like what he's doing. So I'm thinking about hiring Bottles to do my part of the show and Stacey doing her part of the show. They continue doing what they're doing, and I'm just going to buy the show. You dig? And then we'll get John Sun. We'll get J-Man. J-Man is on show. We'll get John Sun is on show. And we'll start doing stuff like the cross the map. Because I like to deal with people like DC. DC is basically the music man. He's in Washington, D.C. That's my dude right there. Now, we got these 2 magazines together right now. Now, we're not doing so good as making money right now. But the thing, what we are doing, we got started this year. So next year, it's going to be a hell of a job for whoever's working for us, whoever's doing whatever for us. Nobody is doing anything for free. It might seem like they're doing it free right now, but the thing is, nobody's working for free. Now, I know I've talked enough, and I'm going to get into that song in 1 second, John Sun. I'm going to look it up right now. Let me see. Where's that song at, John Sun? What you do with my song, John? My song out of my database.
It's all over the web, please. It's all over the web.
You
don't
took my song, brother. Listen. Okay, okay, guys. I'm finding John Son. Okay, John Son, I got your song, John Son. I got your track we're gonna play. But what I'm saying is, John, we're gonna be some rich guys and rich girls out here in just a minute. You gotta have patience to be successful. And the key to success is not signing to a major, but signed as an independent artist. And that's what we're about to do right now. We're about to embark on an adventure like Star Trek, that. We're about to take an adventure to another realm of the earth, man. We're about to go on a journey that no man has gone on before. That's what we're about to do, John Son. Hey, John Son, can you give me a world premiere for this song, John Son? This is the all new DJ Black Caesar and Friends show. Give shouts out to Stacey Darlene that's doing your interview and whatever else. The name of your song is Warning Shots. What's up?
Oh yeah. Is basically letting all rappers, everybody associated with the music business, is basically letting them know that this is a warning shot. I'm versatile, I'm deadly, I'm a lethal weapon. I'm trying to climb the chart. Number 6 ain't good. I want to be number 1. I'm coming.
That's right.
I've been
all right, give shouts out to Space Darlene and shouts out to DJ Black Caesar.
Mr. Johnson, big shout out to DJ Black Seed and Friends Show.
We'll take it.
knife in the fast lane, whole ball in my
Nice, nice, nice. What do you think about that song, Stacy?
Oh, man, that beat was hitting, and I really liked his flow, definitely. Definitely.
Yes,
now, do you produce,
yes,
too? Do you produce, too, or no?
No, I don't produce beats. I just eat them.
Hey, they got a producer over there. His name is Kudos, man. That's his name. Kudos.
Okay, Kudos is missing tonight, though, right?
Kudos to Kudos.
He's not on tonight, though, right? He's the one that did that beat?
It's B. Kudos, Special Victim Jr.
Okay. That beat was heavy hitting. I really liked it.
Kudos.
Yeah, I was over here nodding my head.
Hello.
Appreciate
it. Kudos there with your brother right now?
Yeah, I'm here.
What's up, Kudos? Hey, you did that beat, Kudos? Hey, Kudos, I don't want you to talk too much because we're going to interview you separately. But, Kudos, that's a fantastic beat, man, you made. Hey,
man.
I had the opportunity to sit down with these gentlemen the other day, and I heard some of the beats that Kudos made, and this guy is on a level that he could sell to some major dudes right now. He could make, like, millions and millions of dollars right now. This dude he's on that Dr. Dre kind of flavor. He has that, I'm not saying like that. I'm not saying he does the style of Dr. Dre, but what I'm saying is he's on that level like Dr. Dre. He's on that level.
He's not a newbie. He's not a newbie is what you're getting at.
It clearly
came out. Like, I really, really like that. If you can get it to where it can grab your attention, and it's not the same old sound, I really get tired of that same sound. I mean, if I can get my head nodding to it, and trust me, I'm a connoisseur of music, and if I can get my head nodding to it, you trust me, you're doing a damn thing. I really like that. That was hot. And then your flow, lyrically, your flow that you had was right with pace with it. It was good. You guys are a good team.
And that was called slap music. So slap music means no matter what genre, no matter what track, no matter what artist, anytime you put in a track, you ain't gonna want to turn any track.
Okay, and that got it. That was hot. Johnson, I have a question for you.
I have an answer.
What's in your iPod right now? Yeah, it's cool. That's how you're supposed to say it. What's in your iPod?
J-Man. J-Man's in the iPod right now. J-Man.
J-Man. Hello?
Do y'all listen to music?
Oh, yeah.
What are you listening to? We'll say it like that. What are you listening to right now?
I listen to a lot of Hustle Gang. T.I., I love T.I. Young Dro is my favorite rap. I want to collab with him so bad.
Clive, Wayne, Big Crit,
yeah.
I was a down south artist, really.
I basically listen to I try to listen to all artists. I got to see what I'm working up against. I got to know how to attract every crowd from each state.
Buddha Boss from Jackson.
I didn't hear my phone broke. I didn't hear that. Go ahead, Steve.
Buddha Boss from Jackson.
Do what now? I didn't hear that last thing again. He said it over.
Buddha Boss from Jackson.
Oh, Buddha Boss from Jackson. Okay, I got you. Yeah, I'm a big independent fan, man. I love all the independent artists. Actually, I got several artists that are my favorites, man. If you want to say favorites, I would say, first of all, Coke, I don't got to say my brother Coke. He's my favorite artist. Oh, you know what?
I really like
Jesus, my favorite.
I agree.
I agree. Grim Caesar, Pistol Man, who else? Little Juvie, J-Man from Alpha Man Records.
Crash Dummy.
Hey, you know what? I gotta say, Cash,
Cash is brother. Oh, Young Karma, man. Yeah, those guys. Coke and Cash. Fantastic. Coke and Cash,
yeah, right. You heard that.
You remember back in the day, you know, I had the little R&B song,
me and Karma
Touch right there.
right. Hey, I remember you, brother.
Yeah. So I've been around for a minute.
I forgot all about that, my brother. I forgot that, man.
yeah, you guys did have a real banger, man. I don't know what Karma's doing right now, but the thing is, you guys should have put your music in somebody's hands that could have helped you guys out like a long, long time ago, my man. Karma had some connections also. I don't know what happened to him right now, but you don't have to worry about that anymore because the Landlord of the South and J-Man, they're about to help you guys get to the next level. So okay. I will say that much. Now, Stacey Darlene, go on with your interview. You got about 20 minutes left. I'm going to say that. We got about 20 minutes left, guys. 20 minutes left. Johnson, why don't you give your social networks out real quick, brother, and then I want you to come back and do a freestyle for us.
Oh, okay. You can find me on ReverbNation.com. Johnson, it's capital J-O-N-N, capital S-O-N-N. You can find me on Facebook, Flame Rain, Facebook Rock Solid. I'm on Twitter, at Javon_Holliman. I'm on IndieCharts.com, John Sun. And you can find me on all the OFM sites.
That's what it is, guys. So if you want to find my man, hey, John Sun, I hate to ask you this, man, but what was the name you used to go by so they can find you on Google?
Flame,
guys. Go and look for my man Flame on Google, and you should pull my man Flame up. Anything that says Tupelo, Mississippi, Alpha Man Records, that'll be my man Flame. That now he goes by the new name, Johnson. So check him out with a new name, but Johnson. But you can't find it in Google because Google hasn't picked up on it yet, and I know they haven't because I did it today. So, guys, don't look for Johnson because Johnson is not in Google yet. But he's on his way, and we're going to make a big debut for him, so you guys will know about that. Also, we're going to put him on DJ Black Caesar's website, which is Rinse, Do, Pay Me. The website, actually, you guys are listening to the show right now. I got the website with the show in the archives. You got to go to More, click on More. Then you click on More, you see the all new DJ Black Caesar and Friends show pops up. Click on that banner. And then you go right into it. You can see everything I got going on in there. This show right here, recording right now, it will go on there. Also, just to let you guys know, we will be putting this segment of the show in there with Capadonna and my man Johnson, baby. We're going to have it in there. So you guys look for it tomorrow. Look for it because we will have it loaded up by tomorrow. Hey, Johnson, I'm so glad you're on the show tonight. We're going to play your song one more time, but in the meanwhile, why don't you give us a little freestyle, man? I know you know freestyles, right? That thing that people do.
I'm the best at it. Let me know
what
you
do. All right, that's what's up. We like to hear that. Okay, give us a little bit, man. Oh, hey, hold on. Let me get my recorder ready. Hold on one second.
Yeah, you better get it, sis. You want to post.
All right, I'm going to do it right now, brother. I'm waiting on you right now. I'm ready. Yeah, go ahead.
Go.
This is my man, Johnson, about to do a freestyle.
The player getting the group and making her hypothesis. I'm coming, I'm busting, and I'm going to make you through this flow without cussing. My vocab has a standard. I don't need those words. I use simple terminology, and it would be superb. Have you heard that you fly like a bird? No, I'm more like an eagle. I'm here to save all my people. The things that I say should be considered illegal. You rappers are just garbage, and to me, they are not equal. I'm quick to burn a nigga like the candle on his B-Day. I ball with the Heat 3 in the back. No D-Wade talking all it should get your body chopping three ways. I blow your head off and leave your dome on the freeway. All the shots to keep coming back like a replay. And for the right price, like to watch your car get sprayed. It's Young Flame, what you know about me. I'm so CFP, I'm certified for everything. Johnson the Great.
Woo! Yep. You heard it right here. Hey, man, shout out DJ Black Caesar, man.
Now, Black Caesar, I got a question for y'all.
All right, go ahead.
How long do you think OFM and Johnson can be played this summer?
Okay, let me see if I understood that question. I didn't really understand that question, so I'm not even going to try. Okay, can you repeat the question, sir, please?
we got delay going on here? Do we got delay going on? Because I noticed that.
I think there's a big delay.
Yeah. Okay.
Can you repeat the question, Johnson? Repeat the question you was asking.
How many hits from OFM do you think that we're gonna bring y'all this song? Slab music, OFM.
How many hits do you think we're gonna bring?
How many hits do we think he's gonna
bring? Well, look, they got Coke on their team right now, so that might be pretty interesting right there. I know everything he puts out is gonna be a hit for us. So Johnson is gonna be a hit also because this dude is a mastermind, so he's gonna be a hit also. So I think you guys can put out at least 3,498.
Do you prefer freestyle? You're really good at it. Do you prefer freestyle?
Yeah, that's how I started. I battled like 30 guys. I've never lost them 30 and 0. I did it for like 4 years straight. So I got the name as Young Flame sitting at the lunch table in school my senior year. Everybody was like, man, everything you spit is hot. We're going to call you Flame. So I tried to get me a little group, four of us, called ourselves the Fantastic Flow. So the Fantastic Flow. And I felt like I was the Flame guy.
That's good. Do you have and now are you writing like or any of your songs on your CDs? Any of them freestyle?
Or do you write everything? No, I'm trying to be more professional now. Like I feel like I've earned my medal, so I'm hanging up. I'm not gonna say I'm hanging up my freestyling, but I'm trying to focus more now on being an industry rapper. So I'm just writing everything from all my pain and everything I've been through. I'm writing it all down. And I'm trying to share it with my fans so they can know where Johnson came from.
Since you have the producer that you have, which fantastic. When you're writing, is your beat come first or your lyrics come first?
My beat, make it from scratch. I had to talk to my specific and Kudos. I had to talk to him, and you know, he pretty much put it down for me, and I write off him. We work as a team. We move on.
Man, you guys are a hot team. I'm impressed. Do you have any words that you live by?
Oh, that's a good question, Stacey. That's a great question right there. I like that question.
Oh, yeah. Make it happen and keep God first.
Yeah.
Wow.
I like
Can
that
you repeat
answer.
That one more time?
I like that answer.
Yeah, that was a good answer. Repeat it one more time.
Make it happen and keep God first.
Words to live by. Absolutely.
That's nice.
Absolutely.
Nice.
Definitely. Definitely. See, since we only have like you know 12 minutes left, do we have two songs from him or no? I don't know what we have going
no,
on.
No, we don't. And the reason why is because we didn't get that because John's song was like a last.
We're in the studio now. I'm putting some stuff together.
We're gonna play your song one more time since Stacey wants to hear it again. We're gonna play your song one more time. Why don't you introduce the song this time, my man, and give Stacey a shout out, man. She's doing your interview.
Yeah,
it's all right.
Shout out to Stacey for giving me this nice interview today. This is Johnson representing Alpha Mind Recording. And this is the new single, Warning Shot. Slab Music.
Nice.
Ain't living up to pressure. A lot of niggas be basic. They ain't on my level. I'm nervous, my strike. War me with the metal. I'm living life in the fast lane. Whole ball in my schedule. War stopping these niggas. Ain't living up to pressure. A lot of niggas be basic. They ain't on my level.
I get my ass in. And I'm pulling up a mama crib with the racks on me. Wanna fill up a pocket like a food stick. Playing way too hot for that cool shit. Sipping up my crew with us, I need a snooze kit. This shit, no lie, but who the truth is. The murder feel with a mic in a booth is. I'm a 400 niggas on the phone up. So my nigga be a CR for a 4 up. I don't love my niggas, really got a roll up. He's putting on, so I got a roll 4 but I been smoking for my nigga about 4 months. When I talk to a bitch, I'm so blunt. I get it to the crib, take it to the bed. Then I got out the park, cause I know when the bus. What the fuck you mean, homie? I got plenty green on me. The blue nigga outside, if you looking for the drain. Like a bike with a fan, I got some shit to make it lean on. Like a little low with the light, I'ma switch this timber jump in. So I gotta keep the pepper, so to feel like a done on a gag. I'm a trip, either got wind jump, feel that lift. One shot for these niggas, ain't letting up the pressure. A lot of these niggas be basic, they ain't on my level. I learned my strength. Award me with the medal. I'm living life in the fast lane. Hold ballin' in my schedule. One shot for these niggas. Ain't letting up the pressure. Like niggas be vexed. They ain't on my level. I ain't none of my strikes. Award me with the medal. I'm living life in the fast lane. Hold ballin' in my schedule. Man, I hate listening to these hoes. You lying, that niggas ain't talking about shit. Ain't fuck no hoes. Ain't pop no bars. Ain't blue no joy. You ain't drinking no shit. Yeah, are you a lie to that bitch? Studs in the whole town by moving bricks. You a goddamn lie, you by feeling like you a bitch, man. Nigga, but the code can't fit. Yeah, I been getting high behind the kids. The modern day, my body been taking it to a gym. We all know the food to make a grown nigga thin. I fuck your food, just blow like a wind. Pour a little drink, they blow no drone. Flames stay lit, bitch, I stay close. It's the 1800, no chase that money. Don't play no game, bitch, I rep that foe. No, my niggas don't put the plate. And this boy taking me in first 48. You fucking with a deuce and a goon right away. Put the fingers on sugar, land, hoes. So, I don't give a fuck what you say. All these niggas, niggas gonna always. We don't count this money, God, niggas stay like you. Bitch, man, nigga, get the fuck out my way. One shot for these niggas. Ain't letting up the pressure. A lot of these niggas be faking. They ain't on my level. I earned my stripes. Award me with the medal. I'm living life in the fast lane. Hold ballin' in my schedule. One shot for these niggas. Ain't letting up the pressure. A lot of niggas be faking.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I love that song, man. That's what it is right there. You guys are listening to it right now on the DJ Black All New Deal. Man, I keep fucking it up. I keep, hey, man, I'm sorry. Anyway, you guys got to bear with me. I don't even curse anymore. I don't know where I was going with that. Anyway, you guys check it out. I don't know where I was going with that, man. I was about to say something else, but anyway. Okay, guys.
That's
check it out. You guys are tuned in. Stacey Darlene. Hey, guys, check it out. You guys are tuned in to the all-new DJ Black Season Friends show, man, where we let it go down every Wednesday night at 7 o'clock p.m. Central Time. That's Central Time, not Eastern, not Western. Central Time. We got it going on right here in Tupelo, Mississippi, which is our capital. No, I'm just joking. Jackson, Mississippi is our capital, but we're in Tupelo, Mississippi. I'm in Shannon, Mississippi, guys. Just a knockoff from Tupelo, guys. So, hey, you know what? I'm down here, and we down here in the country, man, making it do what it do. My brother just sold a car. Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful job from him. Just sold his car, so now he's without a car. So I guess he's going to be asking me for a rat. No, I'm just joking. I don't care about giving a rat. So, hey, guys, hey, you got your gas money. That's cool. Anybody can get a rat. Okay, guys, check it out, guys. Check it out, check it out, check it out. Here's the deal right here. Everybody wants to know what's going to be next. I don't know what's next. I don't know what's on our agenda for next. I don't know who's going to be here. Let me check and see, and I'll let you guys know what's going on a little bit. Let me see. Hey, guys, check it out. We got Black Lazarus going to be on the next show, and Pretty Money.
Oh, nice.
You know Pretty Money?
No, Black Laz.
Oh, you know Black Laz? Okay. That's cool. Yeah. I know Black
Laz.
He's
a Vegas artist.
Right. We got a Vegas artist going to be in the house, baby. Stacey Darlene knows about him. This guy's hot. I've been checking him out today. Wow, man, this guy's going to be fantastic. You guys are going to really enjoy him. I normally don't tell you guys who's going to be tuning in, but I think I'm going to start doing that from now on, letting you guys know. If I have him in the book, I think I'm going to start letting you guys know. Day, man, we appreciate you guys for showing up tonight, man. You guys did a fantastic job. John Sun, you're a fantastic artist, man. Send me some more music we put on the radio for you guys over there.
You guys need to send it. You guys, J-Man already knows the email to send it to, so you guys give me some music sent for the radio. Send me some drops too, baby. I've been waiting on J-Man for about 3 or 4 days with those drops, baby. When you guys get it done, send me those drops, man, because I love drops. You guys will be on the radio. Just let you know, you will be on the radio. And we need to get that Alpha Mind commercial too, man. We haven't got that yet. We're going to get that from you guys as soon as you get it done. We get that Alpha Mind commercial on the radio. Hey, Kudos, are you there?
What's up, man?
Hey, Kudos, when are we going to get an Alpha Mind commercial? Do you know about that?
You said what?
When are we going to get an Alpha Mind Records commercial for our radio station?
Give it 2 weeks.
2 weeks? Okay, that's
you said it. You heard it live on the DJ Black Caesar and Friends show. You heard
right,
it.
Right. And you know what? I'm tape recording, too. So I'm tape recording all
We in the studio now?
Hey, Kudos.
What's
check
up?
It out, my man. I would like to know, when can you give me a commercial with your beats, man? Because we love selling beats. We need to get a commercial with you, your own commercial with you selling beats also. So when can we get that commercial? In 2 weeks?
Check this out. Everything dropping in 2 weeks.
Okay. Everything dropping in 2 weeks. You heard it from Hey, Kudos just said it right now. DJ Black Caesar Friends Show. We appreciate it, Kudos. Kudos, I give you kudos because you are the man. Hey, where's your man, J-Man? Is he doing something? Is he in the office cooking up something now?
No, J-Man. I was
out doing work.
Wow. Hey, guys, well, you know what? I was going to end the show with J-Man giving me something else, but since J-Man's not around, John Son, can you give your social networks out one more time, my man?
Yes, sir. You can find me on ReverbNation.com, capital J, O-N-N, spacebar, capital S, O-N-N. That's John Son. Facebook, Flame Rain, spacebar, Rock Solid. Find me on Twitter, @Javon_Holloman. I'm on the IndieCharts.com. Just look for John Son. No, I'm working on my upcoming album, Hometown Hero, so be on the lookout for it.
Hey, John, son, now you just said your I'm going to ask you for your URL one more time for Twitter, man. Let me go to my Twitter page real quick so I can add you to it. Okay.
All right.
I'm there. You said it's @ J-O?
O-V-A-N.
Okay, J-O
underscore
N-N. No, J-O-D-A-N?
Yes, sir. V as in
okay.
Bank.
Oh. Okay. Let's see if I see. I don't see you, John, son. Maybe I did something wrong. I got J-O-D-A-N.
J-O-V-A-N.
Oh, you said V.
Javon.
V as in Victor. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. You said J-O-V-A-N.
Underscore. H-O.
Okay, guys. Check it out. Here got the deal right here. John, son, if you don't mind, go to my Facebook page when we got this phone call because I like to give everybody shouts out. So I'm going to be giving you a shout out. I couldn't give you a shout out. I gave you a shout out, John, son, but I did it with your proper spelling, your name, J-O-N-N-S-O-N-N, and that didn't come up, of course. And I don't know really what to do to come up with your real name. What's your real name, John, son, on Facebook?
Residential. My real name?
Yeah. No, what's the Facebook name? What do you got on Facebook?
Flame Rain Rock Solid. I got on
Okay. Okay, you said Flame Rain Rock Solid. I got you, brother. I got you now, brother.
Oh, there he is.
Brother.
I got him.
Yeah, I got him now.
That's what I'm talking
about. I got you. Okay, let's see. I got to get I got her in there and J-Jizzle, J-Man is J-Chisel, J
Jay, Mr. All right, all right. You guys ain't telling me, man. I said Jay Jizzle is Mr. Jay Jizzle.
Mr. Jay Jizzle. Everybody add me on Facebook, and I need the friends. Stacy.
Yep, yep.
I already did.
That's a good way to do it. Good way to do it, my brother. Good way to do it. Get it in now.
Hey, I can't wait to do this again. I hope I love this opportunity right here. I'm thankful for it.
Oh, you know what, my brother? You know what? And I will say this. You've been so outstanding tonight, we will want to do it again with you.
Appreciate it.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Stacy, I got you. I got you, Stacy. I'm erasing Bottle's name. Okay, I'm going to put Bottle's name back up there. Got him. Okay.
You know, Johnson, I have to say, you're a very patient man. You really are.
Yeah, you guys are very patient.
Hey,
I got a question. I got Wu-Tang's Capadonna, Karan, Flame Reigns, Rock Solid, Stacy Darlene, Real. Okay, hold on. Stacy Darlene, I need to separate that. Okay, Real, Denisha, Denira, Mr. Jizzle, J-Man, Alicia Lane, Bottles, Bella Fonte. Who else is on the show tonight?
Stacy Darlene.
Am I missing anyone? Oh, okay.
Well,
and
you
me.
Know what? You had
Stacy
the producer.
Stacy Darlene.
Hey, what's Kudo's real name on Facebook?
Kudo.
Now you got people giving out governments. Do you have what's your name on what's your Facebook name? Let's put it that way. What's your Facebook name?
That's what I asked him. What's his name on Facebook? Dang, you got to say it a certain way to get it right. I didn't know that. I didn't know that, man. I didn't know you had to say it a certain way. What's your name, brother? I'm sorry.
Kudos.
Okay, spell that for me.
I think you're real quick already, though, Black Thief.
Do what now?
I said I sent you a request already on Facebook.
Oh, you did? Did you send it within a couple of days ago?
Nah. Yeah, I did.
Okay. I'm looking at all the names up there. I'm going to click on it right quick and see if I see Kudos.
God, see, you probably get like 50, 60 requests on a daily, huh?
Actually, I had about maybe... I had about 96 requests, and my man just messed me up because I just opened it up. I had 96. I wasn't gonna stop until I got to 100, but anyway, I'm at 100 now. So, Kudos, I don't see you in here, man. Maybe I already accepted you, so I clicked that for nothing. Hey, Kudos, spell your name for me, brother.
It's misspelled on Facebook, but KUDOSE.
B, okay, you said KUB?
No, D as in...
Yeah, DOSE, as in dog.
Yeah.
D as in dog.
Right.
Okay, KUD.
OSE.
Kudos.
No.
Now, that's
Kudos,
not your Facebook
not
name, though, right?
Yeah, that's,
what's
it,
your
that's
Facebook?
My Facebook name.
Can't find
okay,
you.
Well, I know, me either.
I'll tell you what, you're friends with Johnson, right?
Yeah.
All right, let's see if I can find you on there. Hold on 1 second here. You know what, I can't find it under there either, as KUDOSE.
We just got a text from J-Man. He said he sent you a friend request.
Yeah,
too,
I just responded to it. Now, is you're friends with him on there, right?
Yeah.
Now, why the devil can I find this? Hold on. And it's KUDOSE. There we go. Kudos AKD, right?
Hey, I can't find him. That's some bullshit.
Okay, you know what,
hey.
Steve? It's KU. You know what? I'll recommend. Don't worry, I got you. I'll send a.
Okay.
Once he responds,
okay.
I'll send you a,
I got
suggest
I
friends.
Know.
I got
I
it right
know.
Now. Yeah.
Gotcha.
I got it.
Okay.
It's there.
That's cool. Hey, guys, check it out. We're about to do something I've never done before.
I got all these names, like, in here, and they're out of the blue right now, so I'm going to just put my banner up there and put it on you guys' pages one at a time. So that's something I don't normally do. Usually I just let it go to your page, but for some reason I can't work it out today. So I'm just going to do it like that. So I'll copy this, and I will send it to your page. Kudos, you got to go and get me in there, man. I'm not on your page right now, so you got to send me a friend's request, my man, because, oh, Stacy's going to send it to me. Okay.
I just did, sweetie.
Okay.
Check your notifications.
I tried to send you a friend request, but it kept on telling me it couldn't. It wouldn't go through.
See, you probably got some new friends.
Okay, guys, let me refresh my refresh the page right quick and see what happens then. Oh, there it is right there. Cool.
You got it? Yeah, see.
Yeah, I got it. All right, Koodles. Waiting on you to accept it. Okay, guys. Check it out, guys. Check us out every Wednesday night right here. We'll be right here. Also, check out the all-new Rinse Through Pay Me. Well, rewind. Check out the all-new Rinse Through Pay Me radio website. It's really, really hot. I got the more section up there. Click on the more. Go to the all-new DJ Black Caesar Show. Click on that. Go to the bottom. Scroll down a little bit past the banner. You'll see the show is showing up right there. It's not showing up there yet, but check it out, guys. It will show up there right now. It's saying Nation Billy Presents Disaster because that's what they did, the last thing they did. This show right here will pop up there. It will appear in about 2 hours. So you guys check back on the website. And I'm going to tell you guys something else also. I know when you've been there because, believe me, I do check the counter. I do check out to see who's been on my website. So you guys go there. I do look at that. So I'm just letting you know. Not trying to scare you guys, but I know everybody says, oh, I'll go there. And you click on it. You're like, that mother. No, he ain't. Okay, but anyway, you guys need to go there and check it out. Hey, support the Indie Movement, man. I am the Indie Movement, helping all these independent artists, helping these independent artists to get to this major star level they want to get to. And also we're helping them get their music out there. So you guys, please, 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 please send me all the new music you get to rentsdopayme@gmail.com. Again, it is rentsdopayme@gmail.com. Thank you, guys. It's been a wonderful evening. I enjoyed all of you guys. Thanks, Koodles. Thank you, John Sun. Thanks, Stacy. Thanks, J-Man. Thank you, Capadonna. We appreciate you guys showing up. Thank you, all the people from the Wu-Tang Clan that were here tonight. I appreciate everybody showing up. And Koodles, thanks to you also, man. Let's make this thing a real big thing. Let's make this thing successful. I want you guys to go and start liking everything on my Facebook page, my Twitter page. Go retweet stuff, and I'll do the same thing to you guys. That's what it is. Stacy Darlene, you already know what it is, baby. Tell these niggas. Tell these guys, these young men, what you like, Stacy. You like from? Don't you like from the retweet on your Twitter page and like on your Facebook page? Don't you like that, Stacy?
I definitely do, and I know if they're going to go ahead and like a comment when it comes to the shout-out that you're going to give, then we like to keep the conversation going. So if you could just leave a quick comment on there, that would be good. You know, it's all about building a brand. So and that helps
right.
add to it.
Right. You're absolutely right. Hey, Stacy, I know I've done it a couple times, but why don't you give it one more time before we end the show?
One more time.
Yeah,
you didn't get my message.
Oh, I guess I didn't. I won't do the closeout tonight.
Can't do the closeout tonight, please.
Okay, I got you. Oh, wow.
You are on
okay,
the late
guys.
Chain for real.
Hey, man, I'm sorry. Man, look, I got so many people be hollering me on Facebook when the show is on, man. It's like crazy. But anyway, I got about 5 people with their boxes open and 5 more hollering at me. But anyway, hey, check it out, guys. Always tune in right here to the all-new DJ Black Caesar and Friends show every Wednesday night at 7 o'clock Central. We will be here. We will have new guests. I already told you who's going to be here next week. You guys check it out. Come in. We probably have a major on also, just letting you guys know, because I got a lot of major guys are trying to get on the show right now. Just let you guys know that also. So it probably will be somebody major will add to it. So we probably have 3 guests
for next week and probably weeks after that. We'll probably do three guests from now on. So I'm just letting Stacey know that while she's on the phone with you guys right now, when you guys know that right now, since you're on the phone with me right now, you know, so be cool, be cool, be cool. It's all chicken grease and fatback meat, baby. You know what we do around here. Let's get
fatback meat.
Darlene, we'll holler at you, baby. You guys be nice, be good to each other. And, you know, like the Mankind said, it's all for one mankind, guys. Let's all stick together. Let's be grateful, and let's make this thing happen. Good night.
Bye, everyone.
Bye.